I've told you the entire story that John tells, beginning in verse 22, which is not included in the lectionary, but in my opinion, that's a mistake on the part of the authors of the lectionary. They left out those verses because they seemed to them unimportant, but they are very important, foundational pattern that will be present in all of the stories from John 6. That pattern is that Jesus says or does something that is puzzling, provocative. What follows in the discourse or in the actions explains or works within that puzzle. In this case, the puzzle is that they are looking for Jesus. They don't find him. They didn't know about his walking on the water, and so they saw him get into the boat, and so it establishes the mystery that was established for those who had eaten of the bread that Jesus had given them in the wilderness. Without the puzzle, the rest of the story doesn't have the same degree of energy. So I would highly recommend that you tell the whole of this. Now, the puzzle at the first level is, how did you get here? Because they had looked for him, and when they didn't find him, they got in the boats and went across the sea to Capernaum looking for him. And when they found him there on the other side of the sea, they asked him, how'd you get here? Well, we as the listeners know how he got there. That is, that he walked across the water to get there. That fact is never identified in this story, but it is in the background as something that the audience knows because they had heard that story before. What that establishes is that Jesus is divine, that he has the power of God to walk on the water. So their question is then, how do we do the works of God? When Jesus tells them that they should not work for the food that perishes, but rather for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give. So the motif is established right here at the beginning, that this bread that Jesus gives is the bread of eternal life. And their question is, how do we do the works of God? It is a question that grows out of the tradition of Moses, which is, how do we do the law? How do we do the works of God that will in turn be the basis of our salvation? And Jesus immediately identifies what they are to do. The way in which they are to do the works of God is to believe in him, to believe in the one whom God has sent. And their response is, well, all right, but what are you doing? What are you going to give us then? What sign are you going to give us so that we may believe in you? And what work are you performing that will in turn be the basis of our believing in you? And they immediately identify that one of the signs that they are looking for is the manna from heaven. Well, Jesus had just fed 5,000 people in the wilderness, and so it was that sign that was in turn a sign that he is the one who was sent from God. Jesus' focus is to contrast their tradition, he gave them you bread from heaven, with his understanding of that tradition, which is it wasn't Moses who gave you the bread, it was rather my Father in heaven, and he gives you now the true bread from heaven. That is, the bread which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world, namely, Jesus himself. So this discourse ends with Jesus' statement, I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is another divine statement. I am. Just as Jesus said on the water to the disciples, I am, don't be afraid. So also here, I am the bread of life. The announcement of this story is then that the puzzle about Jesus' identity, implicit in the people not finding him on the other side of the sea, is that Jesus has been sent from God, that he has come down from heaven, and that he is the source of the bread of life. The spirit of this story is the spirit of a mystery story. The puzzle as to where did he go? How did he get there? That is answered at one level, but as is the case throughout the Gospel of John, each answer to a puzzle only announces the beginning of a new level of the puzzle. So the question about how Jesus got there, we know the answer to, because we know the story about his walking on the water. But the question about what is the significance of his being the bread of life, that's a puzzle that remains. It's announced, and it is a solution to the question about the manna, but it in turn raises more questions. That's what comes next week, is the next part of this story.